The DigitalLifestyle.com presents The Media Center Show, Show 156, Thursday, 15th of May, 2008. Show with TechRadar.com. Thanks to TechRadar.com for sponsoring the show. Please check out their website from the banner ad on DigitalLifestyle.com. Thanks to them for sponsoring the show. And this week I got a really interesting interview with Brian Birch, director of HP Connected Entertainment, from HP, talking about Media Smart TV. As you may have seen a couple of weeks ago, HP updated their Media Smart TV to include Media Center Extender functionality. So I'll be talking to Brian about the TV with the extended functionality, what that means and what other features it has. And we'll also talking about their standalone Media Smart receiver, which is a Media Center extender as well. I have email news items and an update on the HP Dragon competition. So I'm going to dive straight into the email, and this is from Yap. Dear Ian, it's been a while since I mailed, but I regularly listen. Recently, I've been contemplating a NMT network media tank machine in order to stream video from my Windows Home server to the living room. I thought about a 360, but decided against the noise and exposing the kids to even more video games, ruled that out. I find the second generation Media Center extenders too expensive. As my Media Center PC is in my office with no inbound feed, I'm stuck with just Sky HD Box and DivX rips from my Windows Home server as my source. I also keep the photos here. Obviously, I'm hoping the second gen Windows Home server will have some kind of tuner support. Ideally, I'd like to add a tuner to my home server. The NMT boxes look very interesting. Some internet TV functionality could play almost anything thrown at them. However, I really like if I could also record the DivX from video sources such as Skybox and Humax. Do you know if there's anything, or do you have any knowledge of NMT machines, Popcorn Hour, iStar, etc.? Really appreciate your opinion. Yeah, thanks to the email. I've not really had much experience with these boxes. I did see a couple of them around on the web, and I think the one you mentioned there, the Popcorn Hour as well. So it'll be interesting to hear if any listeners have any opinions on that. Obviously, putting a tuner into Windows Home Server would mean that you would still then need, I imagine, if that scenario ever comes up, is you would need some kind of extender device to be able to consume that content. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting area for the future to see how that plays out. I think the smaller Linksys extender, the 2100, is not bad value. I think that was at £189 or something like that. So I think, you know, they offer some good value as well, but I can see your point that you haven't got a TV card directly in your Media Center machine, so that kind of rules that scenario anyway. So over to you, listeners, let me know what you think. Thanks for the email. Now an email from Ken. Hi, hello from Connecticut. I've built a home theater PC running Vista Media Center and a Windows Home server with 3 terabytes of storage. My objective was to have a top-class DVR and enough storage for all my recorded files. I recently purchased a Hopar tuner, HVR 1800, but was disappointed with the quality of live TV watching through the tuner. It's definitely lower quality than watching it through a set-top box, which I was not expecting. I hear rave reviews of live TV on Media Center. Are I missing something? Should I expect higher quality from the tuner? Regards, Ken. I had an email conversation with Ken and asked him a bit more about this card, so he sent me the detail. He said it's his card, the HVR 1800, is a dual tuner receiver, analog for regular cable and ATSC for HD or HD over the air. And he can't get HD over the air, so we stuck with the analog signal. So I'm not sure why I was getting a sort of degraded signal. Maybe it's the quality of the video feed coming in. I guess you're going from a cable box and then you're doing some analog capture. So, I mean, I don't know what the cable's like coming out of the set-top box. but you should have, you know, a decent picture quality. I use a DVB-T card, which is digital over the air, in Media Center, and get excellent picture, as good as on the set-top box or directly on the TV with a built-in digital tuner. So Media Center does give me a good signal, but I've not had any experience with the with using analog capture, so you should get a good signal anyway. And again, as listeners, let me know what you think, and is there a way that can improve his setup. Now an email from Richard. So, hey, now I've purchased all this gear and the weather is 26 degrees Celsius, my comms room is getting very hot. I have two switches, TV distribution amp, two PCs, a monitor, a home server, and the home server's max operating temperature is 35 degrees C. My min-max thermometer is residing at 34 degrees C, and I have to turn off the server and only power up Media Center when needed. Has anyone devised a simple cooling system? I'm not convinced that cutting holes in a cupboard doors will help much. I live in a bungalow, so a roof void is easy access. Keep up the good work. Regards, Richard. Interesting issue you raised there, Richard, about heat. I'm surprised you've got that much heat in there, to be honest. I've got a few machines that don't really seem to throw up that much heat, even though the ones are Pentium 4. I would imagine the home server will operate at a higher temperature anyway. But a good point that you raise about cooling. Any listeners got any ideas on that, how to cool it if you've got it into a roof vent? I mean, cutting holes won't particularly help. What you really want is almost like a PC where you've got a fan extracting air, hot air out from inside, and maybe air vents at the front to bring in cooler air. So maybe that's the kind of solution you could be looking at, or without going to sort of air conditioning. But I know some people who, you know, air condition their server cupboards, so maybe there is a better way of doing that. So again, I'd like to hear from you. I finally got this email from Chris. This is a really great email. Hey, I got a new computer for Christmas, HP Pavilion Elite. I was really looking for a gaming PC, but didn't know anything about Windows Media Center before I got it. Since then, I've used it as a DVR and as a home media hub with my Xbox 360 and other computers in my house. I just wanted to send you this because I think your site was awesome, and I've really only skimmed the surface with Windows Media Center, and your site has been great for learning how to use a lot of the features that I've been overlooking. And I'm really tired of hearing people who have never used Vista talk about how bad it is. It's working great for me and all my friends that have actually used it. My computer is working great as a gaming PC, and with Windows Vista, I have a Media Center PC. Thanks for the email, Chris. It's good to hear a good email coming in about Vista. And as I've mentioned before on the show, and Ed Bottom, previous guests on the show, if you've got the right hardware, you get Vista working, it does work well for you. And it's almost seen as the kind of done thing just to bash Vista, when I don't necessarily see it as that bad. I've got a range of machines, a homebrew machine that I did a clean install on. I've got a Sony Vaio laptop that I did an upgrade from XP, and I've got the HP tablet PC, which all work really well. And okay, maybe I've been lucky with drivers and that kind of thing, but it's working well for me, and I would not go back to XP at all. In fact, occasionally when I do go on to XP in the office, it does feel like a pretty old operating system, and I certainly don't want to go back to the Media Center because on XP, because the Vista Media Center is much better. So it's good to hear that it's working for you and your home media hub and everything else, and good to see that you tried it for yourself and then made your own mind up. So thanks for your email, thanks for all the emails. Please keep them coming in, I do like reading them out. The email address is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. So before I go to the news items, I just want to do an update on the 31 Days of Dragon competition. If you're listening to this as I put the show out on Thursday lunchtime, you've got a couple of hours to get your entry in. And then I'm going to be drawing the winner out on Friday. So it depends when you listen to this, whether you've still got time to enter. Anybody that has entered, you're in the draw. If you've got the questions right, I'm going to be pulling out the winner. And then I'm probably going to be putting it out live on a Ustream or Yahoo Live. Best place to go is onto my blog on Friday the 16th and check how I'm going to do the update. But thanks to everybody that entered. There are still some sites are running the competition, so have a look at the link in the show notes and get entered on there. Now to some other news items. This is from late last week. Microsoft's custom installer blog takes a look at how you can use Media Center extenders to distribute audio and video around the home. And in the example that they gave, they show how you can put all your AV equipment, the PC and the extenders in the same rack and then use audio and video distribution to send them around the house, so you get everything in one rack. Obviously you need some kind of IR repeater, but it's an interesting way of distributing content around the home. We mentioned earlier on about heat, I mean that could be an issue, but it'd be nice to it is an interesting solution, and I guess that I prefer the other way of doing it, where you have a home server, maybe an media center PC in your rack, and then the extenders at the endpoints. But leave a comment on the post, because there's quite a few comments on there now, or send me an email. Let me know how you think. But it's good to see that the custom installer blog is at least taking a look at this, and that custom installers are hopefully seeing this and how to install media center and extenders. And talking of extenders, I got a press release from D-Link last week saying the DSM 750 is now shipping. This is the Media Lounge Windows Media Center extender. I thought this was already shipping actually, but I must have been wrong. I did see it at CES. I didn't get a chance to compare it back to back with the other Media Center extenders, but from what I've read, it's a good extender. Like I said, I did see it, but there's not a lot of difference between the different extenders. It's the software they put on, and maybe the Media Lounge software that they've put on that allows you to stream content directly from XP will be useful if you're waiting to upgrade to Media Center. It seems like availability is US only, I'm afraid. But nevertheless, good to see that shipping. And if you get hold of one of those, please let me know, ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. Let me know how you get on with it. I mentioned before on the email about Vista and some of the perceptions, and one post definitely worth reading this week is from Edbot, and he's talking about fixing Windows Vista. And I have to agree with Ed. He said if Vista's installed with good drivers, no crapware and unobtrusive security package, you get a great experience. Like I said, all my machines are running well. I love the quote from Ed. He says, if you unbox a new PC and it performs like a slug, you're likely just to live with the frustration and maybe even blog about it, because everybody knows Vista sucks, right? Wrong. Check out Ed's guide and he'll tell you how to get your own machine, Vista machine, working very nicely. A new plugin now for media centres in development. This is for the iPlayer from the BBC. I've mentioned that before, where this is the BBC's online service where you can catch up on BBC shows. You can either watch them on the website through a flash player, or you can download the videos. And I've mentioned on the show and on the blog before how you can download those and watch those in Media Center. But what you can't do is browse the content directly from the 10-foot UI. So Martin Milmore has emailed me to let me know that he got fed up waiting for the BBC to bring an iPlayer UI to Media Center, and has written his own application for Vista Media Center using the SDK. So it's an add-on for Vista Media Center written in Media Center markup language, so it's a nice, smooth application. And it allows you to play content directly from the Media Center UI. There's a couple of issues that Martin's got about getting the content play. The flash play requires you to actually click to start the play, so Martin's looking for any help on that. So have a look at the link in the show notes, and maybe you could help out. And for Windows Home Server fans, there's a brand new podcast being launched by David McCabe. His show is called The Home Server Show, and it's all about Windows Home Server. David's a real fan of Windows Home Server, and kind of a bit like me, when I started the Media Center show, I was looking for a podcast on Media Center, couldn't find one, so started my own. And that's what David's done. So on the first Home Server show, I joined David to chat about how I got started podcasting, and how I got started with Windows Home Server. David's got some great plans for the show, so make sure you subscribe to his RSS feed and have a listen, and definitely one I will be listening to. Now, if you're using an iPhone or an iPod Touch and want to get some of your Media Center content on there, you could use the new application from Orb, which is a native client for the iPhone or iPod Touch. So you can actually stream live TV and stream Media Center content directly onto those devices. I think you need a jailbroken iPhone at the moment while they're waiting for the SDK to come out. But Orb have put together a video showing you how you can do it. It's nice and straightforward. It's a great idea. The more use you can get out of your Media Center content, the better. I haven't been able to try this because I've got neither of those devices, but I'm happy that it's just another way to get your Media Center content. I'll link for that in the show notes. This week, CE Pro put out a review of 19 remote controls that you could use for your custom install. and it was nice to see that all the different types of remote controls, and including on there was the RecoVision Sideshow remote, which seems to have been coming for years now. I saw it at CES in 2007 and 2008, and according to the Windows Sideshow team blog, the unit is available for pre-order from Amazon, which I did check, and it's there on pre-order at $349, which seems expensive to me. It's a nice remote control. It's a learning remote control and supports Sideshow, and you can control devices, so you can control media center, media player. You can even stream audio between the remote and the base station. $349 will just seem a lot. Is that something you're prepared to pay? Let me know in at thisislifestyle.com. A link for that in the show note, and a link to the CE Pro articles as well. Another new application for media center that's coming out from mcezone.com is Remind Me for MCE. This is another Vista Media Center application that will remind you about important events, all done from the 10-foot UI, written in Media Center Market Language. And you can schedule events and reminders, and it'll pop up and all that kind of stuff. Again, it's another way to make use of the 10-foot Media Center interface, where you can watch your TV and you've got an urgent reminder, and up it'll pop. It's a free download. I think you have to register on the forums, but have a look at that link in the show notes, mcezone.com. And finally, I want to mention, if you're a Netflix user, then you're spoiled for choice with the availability of plugins. We talked about a few over the last few weeks. Mike over at Mission Remote has put a great article together about the three contenders that are going head-to-head in this category. So he's got a detailed review showing the different features that they have, and then you can have a look which one is the right one for you. Check out the article and a link for that in the show notes, and as I mentioned, links for everything talked about on this week's show are in the show notes on thedigitallifestyle.com. If you just go through the iTunes or go through Zoom Marketplace and listen to the show, don't forget to head back to the site thedigitallifestyle.com and have a look at the great content on there. And there's forums on there, there's my blog which I update daily, there's videos, and also a link in there to my Twitter account, so you can Twitter me. My username is isdixon, and I'll follow you back. So it's a great way, Twitter is a great way, and I'm probably sick of me talking about it now, of keeping in touch with people, so I do like that. Okay, time for a message from One Voice, and I'll be back with Brian Birch from HP.
Introducing Media Center Communicator, the perfect complement for Windows Media Center. Imagine walking into your home and simply speaking to play music, watch TV, read and send email, call to order pizza, and more. Now with Media Center Communicator, you have full control of your digital home using only your voice. And best of all, there is no voice training required. And built on One Voice's Media Center Communicator, MC Each Speech Tools is a powerful speech recognition toolkit allowing developers of Media Center compatible applications to easily incorporate speech recognition commands as features. One Voice offers licenses for MCE Speech Tools along with its Media Center Communicator to the rapidly growing community of Media Center developers. Just say it to play it. To learn more, go to www.onev.com.
Brian Birch, welcome to the Media Center Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're going to talk about HP and HP Media Smart TV, relating to an email I had on the show a few weeks ago. But before we just go into that, just give us a bit of a background on you and sort of who you are and what you do at HP.
Sure. I'm in the organization at HP that's called the Managed Home. We're very focused on what we call connected entertainment, kind of the evolution or revolution, if you will, that's happening where consumer electronics products are becoming more connected, more intelligent, more content rich. And, HP is at the forefront and considers itself to be an innovator in that space. And so I'm in charge of marketing for those connected entertainment devices and services and opportunities.
I guess then that this is an area that, as you said, it's kind of only it's expanding because more and more consumer electronic devices are integrating with PCs and internet, so it's just got to be expanding all the time.
You bet. And, if you look at HP over the last several years, we've become the clear leader worldwide in personal computers, expanding on our franchise in printers, We're a very robust and experienced networking company, and you know, so much is becoming possible now, not only with multiple personal computers in many homes, but the increase in broadband penetration, the increase in high-performance home networking penetration. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that are happening around the world in enthusiast households and increasingly kind of mainstream households that, you know, just beg for these types of products and services that are kind of built on our personal computer and networking experience.
And the particular product we're talking about today, the MediaSmart TV, is a typical example or a perfect example of what we've been talking about on digital lifestyle for a while now. Is that it's a device, it's a TV, but it's also got connected experience with Media Center and other devices.
Exactly. So, you know, the television is not a new device. It's been around for quite a long time. But the television has changed and is changing so dramatically, you know, maybe over the last 10 years and the next 10 are going to be equally exciting. So, you know, not only with the advent of high definition, but with things like HP pioneered a few years ago, we were the first to bring a connected television to market, meaning a television that not only did fantastic high definition and, you know, HDMI inputs and all the things that you would expect from a top tier HDTV, but a TV that also had hardware and software inside that made it a better citizen of your home network, allowed it to see content on your network from your hard drives, whether it be your PC, desktop, your notebook, your network-attached storage product, or, for example, the HP MediaSmart server that we introduced late last year is also another great citizen of that network. But also content from the internet. So the TV has wired and wireless networking capabilities. It can not only see the content on the hard drives on your home network, but it can also see the best of some internet content so that you can actually, for instance, browse a library of downloadable digital movies from our partner Cinema Now, who has, you know, multiple thousands of titles. And you know, you can rent a movie or buy a movie from your couch, have the download sort of take place to your computer, wherever that be, in the office or the garage or the den, and you can sit and enjoy that movie without ever having to get up and walk back and forth. I mean, the intelligence that we're able to put in a consumer electronics device like a high-definition television, we think now makes it a connected entertainment product.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely connected, and we'll come back to the Media Center side of it, but just even things like the initial user interface, when you're operating it, it doesn't look like a CE device, or it doesn't look like a TV set-top box, kind of grainy, flat text. It's a very nice 3D and sort of PC-like experience when you turn it on and go through the menus.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time and energy and research and development, you know, both on the hardware and the software side, to basically respect the fact in homes that, you know, you often have, you know, spouses who are enthusiastic and very anxious to get the most out of technology, and you might have another spouse who just wants kind of the basics and wants to be able to sort of take advantage of content in the easiest fashion possible. So the MediaSmart experience, like you're talking about, is a very simple, easy to operate means of looking at this digital content around the house. It's a three-dimensional, interactive, highly animated carousel. So basically, to tour your content in the home, you just press the left and the right button on the remote control, and you can move the carousel around from videos to photos to music to, you know, online media and internet content. And it's, you know, simple button presses, simple lists, very graphically represented. It's very pleasing to the eye. And that was important to us because, you know, being able to quickly find what you want with regard to the content library you already have, or being able to quickly find some new content if nothing you already have is interesting to you, you know, that's the key to connected entertainment. People aren't going to use these next generation devices unless they are A, better and easier to use than what they have today. So we really spent a lot of time and energy saying, how can we improve people's access to their own stuff and make it.
And I guess it's the fact that it's discoverable. It discovers things from around the home. So you mentioned about connectivity to home server and things like that. So how does that work? What can you see from your home network?
So great question. So when you bring the TV home for the first time, you plug it in, and if you have Ethernet, then you run Ethernet cable to the Ethernet port on the back. If you have wireless, we support all flavors of wireless, A, B, G, and dual band N. So whatever protocol you're on in your home from a wireless perspective, we support it. And you know, HP is the number one notebook company in the world, and so we've got a lot of experience embedding antennas for wireless into our notebook chassis in a very compact fashion. So, we've really got some skill to apply to the television so that the TV doesn't have rabbit ears and antennas sticking out of it. And, you know, you're starting to see more and more devices from a variety of companies that are trying to find the network and bring content from the network. And virtually everyone has antennas all over whatever product they're bringing to market. We're focused on beauty and a consumer electronics, you know, piano black finish, and you know, a real beautiful product to be proud to have in your family room. So the TV will join that network, and the process to do that's very simple. You turn it on the first time, it will recognize networks that it sees available. It'll ask you if this is the one that you want to join, and you know, if there's other neighbors whose network it can see, then you just ignore those. And if you have security, you kind of enter your security code the first time, and then the television will then be on your network. Then the TV is compatible with just about any kind of UPnP or DLNA client. People have Windows Media Player 10 or 11, for instance, and you go to the systems, the PCs that you have in your home that you would like to share content with the television. Again, you just do this the first time. And it's a simple allow function in Windows Media Player. You know, Windows Media Player will see the Media Smart TV. It's a single click. Say, I want to allow shares of my content to the television. And from that moment forward, the devices that you've allowed will offer their content to the Media Smart TV. And what Media Smart does that is unique, no one else does this, is we can provide you in the living room an aggregated list of the content that you have. So if you have three or four PCs, my computer for home, my computer for work, my wife's notebook, my daughter's notebook, all of those libraries of content will be represented in a single list. So if I look at music and I look at the list of artists that are represented on hard drives in the home, I'll see one alphabetized list so that if I want to play some music from my daughter's library, I don't have to go hunting for it. It'll just be represented as part of the library of music that's available to me in my home.
Oh, that's good. And that's especially good for things like photos, where you might have photos on your Media Center PC and you might have them on your home server, and like you said, you might have them on a laptop, and normally you'd switch between them, but having those just as an aggregated list is a really good idea.
Yeah, you bet. You know, for instance, a lot of people designate one PC as the sort of the repository for something like the Windows Home Server, the HP Media Smart Server, as the repository for the main photo library. But what about camera phone photos, right? So if my wife's out there taking pictures with her camera phone and she syncs those photos just with her notebook, those photos are still part of the library for the house, and they can be seen by the Media Smart TV and played.
And that's really nice. I mean, and of course, one of the things that you do when you've got a TV like this is you want to show your photos on the TV. And if you then have to kind of move files around and find which PC they're on and whatever, if someone's around the house and you want to show them off, the moment's gone. But if they're just there aggregated, then it's a nice, simple way of showing the photos off.
You nailed it. It is a stunning high-definition 47-inch digital photo frame or 42-inch digital photo frame. So I absolutely agree. And like you said, if there's an involved process when someone's come over for dinner and you want to show off, latest photos from your kid's performance, you know, if it takes 10 minutes to get it all going, the moment's gone. So it's just a couple of button presses on the Media Smart TV, and wherever the computer they're on, whether they're on the server or not, just basically that library is sort of consolidated and made available, and bam, bam, a couple of button presses, and you can be playing slideshow.
Yeah.
And by the way,
really nice.
we enable you to basically launch music from your catalog, so you could go and pick an album that you wanted to play, spur of the moment, and play the photo slideshow on top of it. So the MediaSmart experience can actually manage those two simultaneous functions: play this music and play these photos.
That's good. And one nice thing about that, because listeners may be thinking, well, you can kind of do this from Media Center, but you've got the option of having the aggregated content, and you're not tied to one particular PC like you are with the extender. But I guess that you can also pick it up from other sources. So, you know, like other videos or other picture services other than just the sort of the Media Center ones. So it's a good way of sharing content, say, from an XP machine.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, obviously, you're very knowledgeable. I mean, that's one of the interesting opportunities with the Media Center product, because it has this Media Center experience I've just been describing, but it also is a top-notch Media Center extender. And you know, we kind of see the difference that Media Center extender is a spectacular, deep, and rich experience that allows you to kind of control the best 10-foot experience from your Vista Premium or your Vista Ultimate PC. But not every household has only Vista systems. Not every household has everything consolidated even on a PC hard drive, more, you know, Media Smart servers, more network attached storage products out there with UPnP stacks on them. And so you have Media Center Extender to do amazing things, rich and deep sort of digital entertainment or connected entertainment things. And Media Smart covers you from an ease of use perspective, from maybe a spouse perspective. So to get, you know, spousal permission to do some things that you and I might want to do is not always simple. But the carousel interface and the ease with which other PCs, whether they be XP or Vista, can sort of be part of the ecosystem, you know, we find that's kind of the magic combination.
Hmm. So let's talk about the extender side. I mean, this is something that's new and unique as well. So what was the reason for HP chose to incorporate the Media Center extender technology in the TV?
So we, I think, like you and many others who are very zealously committed to Media Center, you know, we felt that the market was begging finer and easier ways to bring the digital content that people are acquiring in vast numbers to the television. And so with, you know, the high definition television market growing so quickly, you know, just because we're HP and because we have such a deep understanding of our customers, and being far and away the largest seller in history of Media Center PCs, we just spoke to our customers for a long time now, and have understood that supporting Media Center and making that experience available to the living room without requiring a Media Center PC in the living room was a big ask. You know, there are many people who prefer to have a Media Center PC next to the television, and guess what? The Media Smart TV has a VGA input. Some PCs today from HP and others have HDMI outputs. I mean, we basically have now, with the addition of Media Center Extender in the Media Smart TV, we've given, you know, people who love Media Center and who know that, you know, mastery and perfection of Media Center is based on, you know, just making sure that it's very easy to get that stuff to the television. They now have the ultimate flexibility, right? So you can sit on the couch with your Vista Premium or Vista Ultimate PC anywhere in the house, anywhere on the network, and with no separate box that must be attached to the television, you can press the green flag on our remote control and a Media Center extender session will launch, and you'll have the full benefit of Media Center right there in a 10 or 12 foot experience. You know, it's just really a great combination.
I mean, I think it was what the listener said in the email a few shows ago when asking about the device, is the fact that it just makes things a lot simpler in the term wife acceptance factor, that is, you know, one thing where it makes it simpler. You've got one remote, you don't have any extra boxes, you've not got extra cables or whatever, it's just the TV, it can watch recorded TV, it's got media center, and that's it. You don't have to turn anything else on or hook anything else up, it's all there in one.
Yeah, I think you're talking about, I think it was your show 152, and there was an email from someone called Deepak, who was considering replacing a 55-inch rear projection television and was looking at the MediaSmart TV and wanted to know more about the extender function. And, I mean, you know, again, you hit the nail on the head. You know, again, wife acceptance factor, right? That many family rooms or living rooms are designed for style and appearance. And, you know, guys like you and I sometimes get a little pushback because we want to integrate the technology and the capability that will bring our digital entertainment or connected entertainment to life. But, you know, sometimes our view, our architecture doesn't necessarily meet with approval from the boss. And so, you know, to be able to remove cables, remove additional boxes, use space economically, but have the full power of the media center extender built in the television is, you know, it's just a natural, and HP is the natural company to bring that innovation to market.
Yeah, it's absolutely makes it so much simpler. If you're looking for a new TV and this is the kind of TV you will look at, then it is really a very strong option to go with that, and just not to worry about having another box hooked up. And especially, you know, one of the traditional extenders with, you know, the little small ones, it's just one less plug, one less wire, and one less remote, and that makes everyone's life easier.
Sure, you know, there's all sorts of other benefits, especially when people are considering kind of you know, the extender of the past, like the Xbox 360. I mean, you know, people have always struggled, no matter how powerful and complete a device that is. You know, the power supply is quite large, and the fan noise is something that people don't like. And, you know, having the television bring all of that to you removes, another outlet, more cabling, space for the device, noise that the device might make. You know, there's a whole bunch of stylistic advantages, but there's also, you know, the simple fact of power consumption too, right? I mean, one less device consumes less power, and in an environment where we're all getting greener by the day, and you know, oil is $118 a barrel, anything I can do to reduce the power consumption in my home, given that I will not do without my connected entertainment, that's good for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I'd like to ask, I mean, I've seen the TV in person, so I know you haven't, but so audiophiles and people that like the, you know, the high quality equipment will ask, have you had to compromise on the TV to get this extra functionality into the TV?
So I'm glad you asked. That's a good question. The answer is no. You know, you would imagine I would say that, but it's true. you know, this is a top-tier, high-definition television. It's a 1080p TV, has a high-quality panel, low millisecond response time, you know, three HDMI inputs. I mean, everything that you would expect from a top-tier brand of high-definition television, an LCD television, is in there. And, you know, being able to innovate on top of what is a great TV is kind of HP's secret sauce. So no one in their right mind, frankly, would consider this technology if it wasn't a great television to begin with. And as you said, you've seen it, and I know that you've publicly stated in a variety of places that you think it's a great television. We think so too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a nice looking TV as well, not just from the technical side of it, but the actual, you know, that you mentioned the piano black, it does look really nice. It's got a nice finish on it.
Well, and you know, that's a corporate sort of asset now of Hewlett Packard. I mean, we made a major commitment as a company, specifically the kind of the personal computer or consumer group a few years ago. And, you know, we like to pat ourselves on the back that, you know, we brought a full line of piano black with silver accent products to market before anybody, including, you know, Apple. And Apple's well started with good reason for their industrial design prowess. But, you know, don't forget about little old HP. So, yeah, so it's, you know, It's beautiful television, fantastic picture quality. You know, it's a great media center extender, and the media smartness, the simple carousel, you know, is about, again, wife acceptance factor, but also format support too, right? So that may have been one of your next questions, that, you know, one of the things that HP has innovated on top of the Media Center Extender platform is that, you know, people out there have content in so many different formats now. And with the growth of hard drive-based camcorders, especially the under $1,000 hard drive-based HD camcorders, you know, being able to, as a digital entertainment or connected entertainment company, you know, prepare the Media Smart experience to accept all those forms of video is really job one for us. And so just about any video codec or any audio codec that's out there, or any format that you can save a digital photo in, the Media Smart TV will be able to find it and play it.
I mean, I noticed that looking at the product information on HP's website, that it's got the like DivX and Xvid, and a lot of enthusiasts are storing the files on these and having to then use transcode and other things to get them to play on different devices. So this is, it's nice that these formats are built in out of the box.
Yeah, I mean, you know, enthusiasts like you and I, we love being able to try new things, and we're willing to spend the time, you know, making our photo, video, and audio libraries perfect. But, you know, I would love to get some of that time back and do other things with it. So just being able to take whatever form of video someone might ingest onto their computer or their MediaSmart server and play it back on the TV is a big bonus.
Just make it easy, absolutely.
Right? Don't make me think about it. Don't make me work hard to make it work. And for God's sakes, don't make my spouse have to do anything.
Absolutely. Rule number one.
And, you know, the TV, the TV is an important product, obviously. But I know that you were able to see and get a demo of the MediaSmart Connect at CES this year, and that's the next big innovation that, you know, later this year we'll be bringing that Kinect product to market, and for a few $100, any high-definition television can be made to be a spectacular MediaSmart television.
Right, so this is kind of taking those extender functions that you built into the TV into a separate box, but it's also got a space for a hard drive as well.
Yeah, so it's exactly that. It's the MediaSmart experience that we've just been talking about that's inside the television, both the MediaSmart sort of simple carousel to get to all your media, plus the Media Center extender to have that deep and rich experience with a Vista Premium, Vista Ultimate system. And it's all compactly sort of brought to a very small box that you could set in the living room or the family room with wife approval next to your high-definition television, whatever brand, whatever format, can be rear projection, can be plasma, can be LCD, can be a projector, and you can basically bring this MediaSmart magic to whatever TV you already have. And, you know, again, back to HP's expertise in computing and networking, you know, this beautiful piano black device, which is about the size of a hardback book, you know, it has embedded antennas, just like our notebooks, fantastic wireless performance, without having to have multiple antennas kind of sticking up out of the back. And, you know, it doesn't look like a networking product. It looks like a connected entertainment product. And you mentioned storage. You know, we made a decision that an internal hard drive that wasn't upgradable like other products is a real dead end for people, because the need in my house for storage is exploding. I'm sure it's the same for you. And so instead, we committed to put HP's Pocket Media Drive Bay into the product so that you can make a choice. And, you know, for a very small amount of money, you could get, say, an 80 gig Pocket Media Drive today and put your home movies and some music on that. And then as your needs grow, you might choose to get someday the 160 gig, someday the 250, and, you know, the storage will keep expanding. And therefore, the MediaSmart Connect will not be obsoleted because your family digital entertainment library explodes.
And I suppose where that's nice is that you've got your Media Center PC in a closet somewhere or in an office, and you've got a device next to the TV that you can you know put stuff in and out of, so you don't have to go traipsing off to another room to go and upload content onto it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, more and more households are built around notebooks rather than desktops. I mean, I'm like you. I've got a very high performance, large capacity desktop, as you might imagine, that kind of anchors my system. But you know, a lot of people are committed to notebooks and notebooks only. And notebooks come and go, right? Notebooks get turned off more often. They leave the house because they're a portable product. And you know, no one wants the house's digital entertainment to be gone when the notebook leaves. So that the media drive. I have some libraries of stuff that I always want to have access to, and because that Pocket Media Drive bay is fully integrated inside the HP Media Smart Connect, you just pop up a Pocket Media Drive in and close the door, and it's invisible, so it doesn't disrupt the beautiful, elegant lines of the product, and it makes it super simple to always have your content available, even when the notebook might not be. You know, another option is for people to have an HP Media Smart server and have that product basically keep track of all the content, and then the Connect or either the Media Smart Connect or the Media Smart TV can basically stream all the content off the HP Media Smart server. You know, it's a whole family of products we're creating here around our notebook and desktop products to just make it easy for people to enjoy connected entertainment.
You want these things to be able to work together. So, you know, whether it be the TV or the device, the extended device, or the home server or your laptop, you just want it all to work together and without jumping through hoops, as, you know, enthusiasts we end up doing, but we want it to work out the box.
Yep. And you know, again, I mentioned this, but it's really important to us that you have access to your content, whether it sits on an XP computer. So, you know, our Media Smart Experience supports XP, where the extender capability is really focused on Vista Premium and Vista Ultimate. You know, we support network-attached storage products, our brand and others. We support the HP Media Smart Server. I mean, wherever your content sits, whatever format it sits in, whatever operating system you're running, HP's Media Smart products can basically find that content and bring it to the best screen and the best set of speakers in the house.
Yeah, that's great. Now, just we mentioned at the beginning there that the extended functionality has just been added to the TV. So if you've already got one of the compatible TVs, how do you go about getting the extender upgrade?
So that's a great question. And again, an advantage of the sophistication of Hewlett-Packard, you know, these devices are smart devices. The HP Media Smart TV is a network-connected entertainment device. So given that it has a persistent connection to the internet, we utilize that to make sure it does not become obsolete. And you have the choice to either auto-update or only update firmware when you say so. But basically sitting on your network, when we pushed this update to the firmware for the television, the MediaSmart TV customers who, for instance, bought their MediaSmart TV last year, they woke up one morning, came down, turned the TV on, and basically the Media Center green flag sort of appeared in the carousel, and there's a what's new section down at the bottom of the interface that you can sort of open up a message from HP, and it would say, you know, congratulations, your Media Smart TV just got smarter, and now it has the ability with a Vista Premium or a Vista Ultimate PC to act as a next generation Media Center extender.
Right. So that's it. So if you've got the TV, then it's likely that you've got the upgrade already.
Yep. You know, this device, people buy televisions for multiple years, right? And it's very important to us that a TV bought now isn't obsolete a year or two from now. So as innovations occur and we enhance the functionality, like adding Media Center Extender, it's an auto update for people who've already owned the Media Smart TV. Same thing with the services that we provide in online media. So, you know, we have some flagship partners, companies like Cinema Now for movie rental and download. We're also partnered with Snapfish, which is HP's own photo sharing site, so that from the online media capability of the Media Smart TV, you can basically look at albums that you've uploaded to Snapfish and also albums that your friends have shared with you from Snapfish. So it's kind of a social photo sharing experience on your television without any muss or any fuss. Live 365 is another partner that we launched a service from late last year, where it's internet radio stations stream directly to the television. And when that service was made available, again, people just went to their MediaSmart TV and all of a sudden something new had emerged, right? So it's kind of like Easter eggs all the time. There's just new stuff coming and the TVs just keep getting smarter. The MediaSmart Connect will be the same way. You know, when new things are made available to the MediaSmart platform, the MediaSmart Connects out in the field will just get smarter.
That's what you want. You want that kind of, coming from a PC background, you want that kind of software-based service where you can do updates rather than a hardware one where it's just an obsolete device and you wait for the next 3 years before you buy your new TV or 5 years or whatever to get that feature.
Boy, that's a really astute observation. You know, the consumer electronics world was all about obsolescence, and whatever I bought would inevitably not be good enough in a few years, and therefore I was supposed to run out and buy a new one. You know, we HP live in a world where our devices just, you know, they get new capabilities. You know, the internet changes everything if you use it properly. And like you said, our desktops and notebooks are versatile and upgradable. Same now with our connected entertainment products.
Yeah, and which is how we want it, coming from sort of from the media center world. And I think they're great products. And like I said before on the show, we did some videos at CES, and I really do like the look of the TV and the connected device as well. The box, it's they're nice looking units, but the most of all, that they do the job and they work great with media center.
Totally agree. We're super excited, you know, to be able to take the power of Media Center and make it extraordinarily easy for people to bring that to the television, either inside of a high quality, high definition television or next to whatever high quality, high definition television you already own through the HP MediaSmart Connect. And, you know, adding HP's innovation on top of what is, you know, already a great platform in Media Center was very important to us. So, you know, our Media Center extender does a fantastic job of extending Media Center, but it also brings XP machines into the mix. It brings network attached storage into the mix. It brings the MediaSmart server into the mix. And it basically, between Microsoft and HP, almost any format of content, video, audio, or photo, will play on your TV.
And the like I said, the TV is available now with the update. When's the separate box going to be available? Later in the year, did you say?
So yeah, it's later in the year. What we said at CES and what's still true is it'll be a summer of this year.
Okay, so we're going to keep our eyes open for that one.
You betcha.
And of course, you've already heard my plea for European availability.
Heard it loud and clear, my friend.
Because that's definitely something that, just, you know, around the world we want to see these devices.
Sure. Well, we have that goal also.
Well, many thanks for your time today. It's great catching up with HP, and HP have always been good supporters of the show, and I think the great devices. So I'm hoping we'll see some reviews and some user videos and things of that soon.
Thanks a lot, Ian. It was great catching up with you also.
Look, thanks, Brian. That's it for this week's show. Don't forget to check out the blog, Twitter account, IS Dixon, forums, Facebook group, everything else. I'll see you around next week. Bye.